This next girl, I've had the pleasure. She's kind of from the same area, and I've ran into her. I've heard her story a couple times, and she gives me some hope. Like, it doesn't matter to me whether it comes from a man or a woman, but, like, when you see someone staying clean and living this life, like, she gives me a little hope. She told me her home group, but I'm shot out.
It's a Do It Now group on Noon Mount Oliver, Wednesday.
Okay. So I give you Kelly B, and it's her story.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Kelly.
Gosh, I'm going to start, like, where I'm at and then, like, work into self-acceptance, because if I didn't have any, I don't know, like, how I would react to, like, my current situation. So, like, what's going on in my life right now is, like, so I recently quit my job. I've been a server since I got clean, and before that, like, I've always worked in restaurants, and I, like, have wanted more for myself, and I felt, though, like, you know what, like, I'm just gonna, like, take some time off, I'm gonna, like, you know, get, like, back into recovery, like, kind of figure out, like, who I am, like, what I want to do, because, like, I didn't get clean to, like, work in a restaurant forever. Like, I deserve more, and, like, that's, like, what I thought when I, like, went on this journey, and, like, I started asking for help, and, like, I don't like to do that. I don't like to say, like, hey, like, I'm struggling, hey, I feel inadequate. Hey, the other night I was up till 3 a.m., like, looking for server jobs on Craigslist because I'm afraid I'm going to fail. But, like, I am in the care of, and, like, I have to remind myself of that all the time. I'm in a relationship right now that's, like, kind of new, and, like, it's really scary, and I'm learning that, like, he has flaws, and sometimes I have to let him be where he's at. And that, I think, comes from, like, my own self-acceptance. Like, you're having a meltdown. I'm going to let you be there. Like, you have your day without me having to say, like, I'm not wrong. Stop being mad at me. Like, that I accept him for that space instead of being like, let's make this about me. You know what I mean? Because, like, I can accept it. Like, you know what? Let him be there. Like, this has been a very long process to get me here. Because 4 years ago, like, I would have showed up at your house and be like, why are you mad at me? You know? My clean day, by the way, is February 21st of 2012. 2 years ago, I might have shown up at your house and be like, why are you mad at me? You know? Because, like, I struggle still, like, with, like, why am I not good enough? Like, why don't I have any self-worth? Like, from a very young age, like, I never felt like I was worth anything. And, like, I, like, was, like, in my, like, I'm gonna, like, prep for this, I'm gonna, like, read stuff, like, for weeks. I was, like, I'm totally gonna do that, and then, like, I listened to, like, a motivational YouTube thing while putting my makeup on this morning. I was, like, I'm good. Because, like, you can't prep for this. Like, God's gonna, like, show up and speak for you. It's not you. You know, like, that's, like, my ego. You know, it's, like, my outer shell of, like, what are people going to see? Like, what am I even going to share? Do I have anything worth sharing? Do I even have self-acceptance? Because, like, for over the last month, like, when I quit my job, I was, like, I'm such a loser. Like, it was really hard for me to, like, realize, like, I'm doing something good for me because I deserve that. You know, like, I'm, like, training to, like, work with my brother-in-law, which is, like, a big deal that I even was, like, hey, can you, like, give me a job? Like, I would never, ever have done that last year alone. Like, I'm, like, can you help me? You know, because, like, I pride myself on being extremely independent and, like, successful on my own and, like, not really caring too much about other people or taking care of other people, because, like, I'll take care of me, and, like, when I allow other people to take care of me, I learn to take care of others, and, like, that has been, like, such a growing process for me this last year. You know, I struggle very much with, like, the like, let me, like, look okay on the outside, like that, like, picture perfect. Like, I struggle with accepting anything that's less than perfect, at least in appearance wise you know, like, I'm too fat, or, like, I'm not successful enough, or, like, I don't have this. Like, what does everybody else see that I don't have? And, like, this last year, like, I've worked, like, really hard on, like, loving women so much. You know, like, that's been, like, key for me, is, like, loving people who show up for me and not chasing people who don't. Because that's, like, who, that makes me seek validation. Like, if you seemingly, whether it's platonic or, like, an intimate relationship, if you're emotionally unavailable or you don't seem interested in connecting with me, then, like, boy, I gotta make you want to do that. You know, because that emotionally validates me. That makes me lovable. That makes me worthy. That makes me acceptable. And that's not true. That is, like, the furthest thing from the truth. All that does is, like, lie to me. Like, all that does is say, like, you're not worth it because they don't care about you. And, like, at the end of the day, like, the people who, like, consistently show up and, like, put effort into maintaining my relationships, and, like, this is my last year. Like, last 6 months, after I got 6 years, like, that's when I started this, like, growth spurt of, you know, like, my sponsor. Like, she maintains a relationship with me, so I need to nurture that relationship. Like, my sister, my sponsees who rely on me, like, I need to nurture those relationships because those people genuinely, like, love me unconditionally. Like, I could be like, hey, like, I love this person, and they're awful, and they're gonna be like, I love you anyway. They're not going to be like, you need to do this and you need to do that. Like, they're going to be like, I have your back because, like, you're going to get through this and, like, it's going to be okay. You know, and, like, I don't need the people who, like, that I feel the need to people please and not be myself with, you know, because I am a liar. Like, if I think for 1 second, like, you aren't going to accept my behavior, I will not tell you about it. I'm like, oh, you're not going to accept that? It's not me at all, you know? So, like, and that has helped me realize that, like, have you ever, like, heard your voice in a recording and been like, ew, God. But, like, people like me anyway. Do you, like, and that's, like, it's, like, the simple metaphors that I can put it is, like, people aren't like, have you ever heard her voice? I hate her. Like, I can hate that because it's, like, a surface thing. And, like, it's deeper than that. You know, like, people are going to like me anyways. They're going to be like, oh, her, maybe she's annoying. Sounds annoying, but, like, I like her. You know, like, it's, like, weird as that sounds. And a lot of this goes, like, to the sixth step for me. 6 and 10, like he was saying. Like, the sixth step is, like, I'm so flawed, you know. But, like, if I learn to balance that with, like, my assets, because, like, all of my defects can be assets if I accept them in, like, a spiritual way. And I don't use them as, like, a defense mechanism or to, like, be malicious or to harm people. Like, I can use them as an asset because that, for me, is, like, what my personality is. It's like, okay, like, this is, like, to protect you. Like, my mind says, like, protect yourself. Do this. Like, don't let anybody in. Guard yourself. And if I use them in a way that's, like, okay, like, am I harming people when I'm doing this? Or am I accepting myself for who I am? Because, like, my flaws make me up. Like, I, like, made up this metaphor when I was on my sixth step, and it was, like, I'm in a pool. My pool is, like, my personality, right? And there's all these balloons in the pool of, like, you're really funny, but, like, you're also, like, sarcastic in a very bitchy way, you know? They're all going to stay in that pool. Those balloons aren't leaving. I could push them underwater. I could try to hide them. They're going to float back up to that surface. People are still going to see them. They're going to be there. The more I try to control them, the more they're going to be near me. And, like, if I accept that I am in the pool with these balloons, they'll float to the outer surface, they might come back in. But, like, they're there. And, like, I have to remain, like, in that moment of, I'm here. You know? And, like, that's really easy to say out loud. You know? Like, I can make it sound like, oh, like, I love myself every day. Like, some days I'll look in the mirror and be like, you're so cute. You're the cutest, and you're funny, and you're great, and your life together. And then, like, the next day, I will want to lay in bed all day because, like, I feel worthless. I feel so, like, un-okay. But, like, the key for me is to, like, tell people, at least one person, like, I'm not okay today. And, like, it's usually at my home group. Like, I'll share, and, like, I try to, I'll tell myself this. Like, you know what, your home group is, like, for service work. Like, you need to be there to, like, show up for people. Like, you always need to have a good share. Like, this is what it's about. And, like, it's to keep me sane. You know, I need to feel love there. So, like, I do my best to remind myself to not put myself on a pedestal, whether I've worked a step, whether I go to meetings consistently, whether I'm talking, or no matter what I'm doing, like, I am just like you. I am you. Like, we are each other. Like, there's no place in the world where you can be, like, hey, like, I feel awful. This is my behavior. And people are like, me too. Like, nobody admits that. Nobody wants to admit that, like, they're suffering. But, like, nothing connects to your heart the way somebody struggling when you're struggling feels. You know? Like, I'm in this relationship. And it's, like, kind of crazy. You know? Like, I fell in love with this person who was, like, in a relationship. And, like, that is my truth, you know? And, like, that was, like, a really hard thing for me to say out loud. Like, I, like, fell in love with this person. I was under an impression, like, the relationship was over, and it wasn't, you know? But right, like, that, people connect to that. Like, you fall, and you're like, I can't help it. And, like, I was so afraid to be judged by my sponsor at first. I was like, I can't tell her, like, I'm in this relationship with this man who lives with a woman. But, like, that was my truth. And, like, if I kept it inside, oh, I would start lying like crazy. Because 3 years ago, I was in a relationship with somebody who was actively using, and I lied consistently about it 4 months, and I almost used. Mm-hmm. And I had to accept that people were going to accept me and love me anyways, despite my decision-making. And if I wasn't honest about that, I'm going to get high. Like, the more I lie, the more, like, everything starts rolling. Like, it just spirals for me. And I had to, like, tell her, and I was like, I felt ashamed when I told her, and she was like, I love you. Like, I love you. And I was like, I felt relief. And like, this was like a couple months ago, like when this all started. And like, it's hard for me sometimes to talk, because like, in my area, people know, you know, like the situation. And it's tough because like, I feel as though, like, sometimes I feel judged, and like, that's okay. You know, like, people are going to judge me, but like, the people around me love me. You know, like, I'm so imperfect. Like, I am constantly growing, and I'm constantly learning, and I'm constantly trying to be better. And, like, in this process, like, I've learned it's so much about, like, how I treat other people reflects on how I'm treating myself. Or, like, what I'm allowing in my life to be, and how I'm being treated is how I'm... It's about me. You know, as much as it's about you or, like, giving back, like, this is, like, a selfish program. Like, I do everything for me, and then it reflects on how I'm treating other people. And then I can give back, and then I can show up for girls, and, like, I can answer the phone. And, like, when I'm being honest about who I am, they sure are a lot more honest about who they are. And, like, that's a big deal. I mean, like any of my sponsors could call me and be like, this is what I'm doing. And I'd be like, they're not afraid to tell me because they know, like, I'm human, and I haven't used. And almost in 6.5 years, like, I'm imperfect, and I've done crazy things. And I never picked up, you know, like, that's, at the end of the day, is, like, what's the most important part for me? Self-acceptance. You could go in a million different directions with this topic, in a million different ways, and talk for probably forever and ever on it, or, like, think, you know, there's just so many things that you could say. It's just on your own experience, and, like, how willing are you, you know? Like, I think, like, it's just about, like, honesty, open-mindedness of not just your truth, but other people's truth. And, like, learning that, like, at the end of the day, like, self-acceptance comes down to self-love and, like, unconditional love of other people, no matter who they are. Much easier said than done, but that's all I have.